Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Paul, yesterday I played in a bocce tournament. Have you ever played in a bocce tournament?
I had, and I saw you guys did. I commented and said, "Who's going to teach me how to play the bocce?"
Yes,
I have no clue.
So growing up, my dad and his brothers would play bocce. And they would like my Uncle Mario had this house with this really big yard in Depew, and they would go all around the yard playing bocce. And I kind of watched bocce, and you know, it was fun kind of watching it and playing with them growing up. But I haven't played at all in years. This was different. This is part of Harrison Phillips Playmakers. He was back in town. Ilio DiPaolo Scholarship Fund. It was all really cool. And it was out at Woodlawn Beach. This was sand bocce. So literally, they had this box you had to throw the Pacini ball in there, and then you had to just kind of throw your ball and have it, you know, get as close. It's kind of like horseshoes, or it's like cornhole, where you get 1 point, or you know, whoever's closer. Anyway, mm-hmm. Paul, there were some really serious bocce players there, man. Some of these people took their sand bocce really seriously, buddy.
Did you win?
We didn't. We went 2-2. We did okay though. We went 2-2. Anyway, I wanted to tell you. And while we were there, there was music playing, and I heard ABBA a couple times, and I kept thinking about you, and I'm like, wait a minute, Paul Hamilton would like to be here and play bocce. That would be like a dream, just playing sand bocce and listening to ABBA, right? It was a great time, but yeah, it was really cool. It was a fun experience. We got to do that. And then on Friday night, we went to Yankee Stadium, as I think you know. I know you've mm-hmm. been to Yankee Stadium. I asked Sal Majerana this question when he was on last segment. Do you like Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium? Like, you've been to a lot of, is it, some people tell me they think it's a little stale, just kind of a, you know, it's a baseball stadium. Some people say, no, it's Yankee Stadium. I love it.
It's not the Yankee Stadium, and I had gotten there once. The one time I was at the Yankee Stadium is that play at home plate where Carlton Fisk tagged out two Yankees.
Coming around
third. That was the game I was at. I mean, Harold Baines was in right field for the White Sox because the fans just brutalized him. I mean, I've never, up to that point in my life and since, heard anything like they said to Harold Baines.
Do you know only game I ever attended at Old Yankee Stadium was the Subway Series when Clemens threw the bat at Piazza? That's the only game I ever went to at Old Yankee Stadium.
So we both went to famous games at Old Yankee Stadium. But the new one, I mean, I love it. I like it. But it's just, it's not, you know, it's across the street from where the cathedral was. So it's great, but it's not the old Yankee Stadium.
Speaking of stadiums, obviously the Bills, the Sabres, the Bills are building one. The Sabres, there's a lot of talk about what's going to happen, you know, with their arena. And when I think about these two things, the Bills have all this technology for the draft that they use every year. The Sabres don't necessarily need it for draft night, but this year they do. So that's why they're going to the Bills facility. What can you tell us about this week and how all of this is going to work and why all this happened? Because a lot of people are asking me, why are the Sabres staying here? And I explained to them how the NFL draft works compared to the NHL. But what can you tell us about how all this week is going to work with the team?
Well, the NHL went out with a bang last year. They had the, you know, we would always gather in a central location, usually somebody's arena. But last year was at Sphere in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was so much fun. I mean, that was my first time to Sphere, and I can't even tell you how much fun it was. It was quite a spectacle. And now they decided, and a lot of it was owner-generated, that they don't want to pick up the whole operation, everything they have, scouts, people, their data and everything, and have to transport it across country or across the, you know, across country lines if it's in Canada. So you know, the players will be at a central location in Los Angeles, kind of like the NFL is, but the teams are staying home. I have heard, though, Gary Bettman does not like this. I think he's getting to the point where he really doesn't care what the owners think about it. And I have heard this possibly could be a one-year thing, that we'll be back at a central location next year. I guess we'll just have to see how this works. They kind of have a little bit of an idea how it'll work because they did this during COVID. You know, it was a remote draft, but we weren't even there then. Everything was done by Zoom because it was in the middle of COVID. But a lot of people are saying, well, this is embarrassing to the Sabres, you know, because they can't hold it in their own building. From what I understand, the Sabres did not go to the Bills and said, can we come over here? It was more Pete Welly saying, hey, guys, we've got this facility here. It's bigger than what you guys have at the arena. You want to come use it? That's the idea I get, is how this went down. And they went, yeah, okay, that'll be great. Well, come on. You know, thank you for offering. And so, you know, they could have done it in the arena. I mean, it probably would have been a little bit cramped having everybody there on their staff and everything else. But it wasn't like, you know, I don't think they were begging the Bills, could we come over and use their stuff?
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. Generally, this week, when it comes to the NFL, I always want to kind of do it from both angles because I'm so familiar with how that draft week works and that draft process. Generally, this week is when the NFL teams finally set their board. It's when Brandon Bean says, okay, he tells one of his scouts, you play this team, you play that team. Let's go through a mock draft. What are the NHL teams doing right now? What are the Sabres doing right now this week leading up until Friday night?
You said it. You know, they're going through every different type of scenario. All right, if this happens, what's our response? If this happens, what's our response? You know, we're going to try to trade our pick. You know, what's going to happen if we do that? If we're able to do that, where might we be? Would we try to get back in the first round if we do trade our pick? You know, all different types. Be ready for anything. Just exactly like you described with the NFL. You know, if it happens, okay, fine, it happened. Now let's move on. And I remember when Murray, you know, when they traded Leonard, you know, and it happened almost last minute. We went over for our pre-draft press conference with him at his hotel the day of the draft. It's usually around 11 a.m. So we went over there at 11 a.m. I had just gotten back to my room, and I got the call to go back. And that's when they made the Leonard trade. And that's when the scouts find out we're not making the pick. You know, you've done all this work. And Murray acknowledged that. He goes, you know, they understand this could happen, but it sucks for scouts because you just spent a whole year doing all that work and we just blew it up on you because we made a trade and we don't have a first-round pick, you know, type of a thing. So, you know, you just have to be ready to go with the flow, and things happen sometimes fast and furious, and you got to be ready to go.
Paul, what about on the ice of players, I should say, roster management, the guys they already have here? Lots of rumors flying around. There have been many of them regarding J.J. Paterka. Where do you think, from your standpoint, this team stands on J.J. Paterka right now?
I don't think they want to trade him. I know who is – he is – his agent is Alan Walsh, and Alan Walsh can be a little bit on the sleazy side. And if I had to take a wild guess, I think all this is coming from him. And, you know, as an agent, he may look at it, J.J. Paterka is going to get a much better contract if he's in a bigger market, you know. And I went back over J.J. Paterka's end-of-the-year press conference on Locker Cleanout Day, and I heard absolutely nothing, zero, to indicate he was unhappy, to a point where he was talking about, you know, how what he wants to do to get better for this team and, you know, playing for Lindy Ruff and how, you know, he enjoyed it. And unfortunately, the team didn't catch on to it till it was too late in the season. And I just there was just nothing there that would indicate whatsoever that he was unhappy. You know, so that doesn't mean he wasn't. I'm just saying, you know, listening to that, you know, I didn't think it was. So they're not required to trade J.J. Paterka, but you've heard Kevin Adams say it, and he still believes this. He's said it before many times. You know, he wants players that want to be in Buffalo. And if they don't want to be in Buffalo, they become former Sabres. So if Paterka, for whatever the reason is, has been staunch in, I don't want to be here, well, he's not going to be here then. You know, they'll find a deal and make it. They don't have to make it. He's not unrestricted for a while. So, I mean, it's not like they have to trade him today or this year. But what you get in there, if you have a player that's extremely unhappy, I mean, then you're going to try to, you know, use him for a year or two. That usually doesn't work out real well. You know, so you know, I think they're listening. They don't. I know they don't want to trade him. They want to come up with a deal and keep him a Buffalo Sabre. But if he's staunch on it, then, you know, there's probably a pretty good chance that he's going to be gone.
What if he does get signed to a contract? What does that look like for J.J. Paterka? If he stays here in Buffalo and signs a contract?
Yeah, it depends how many years. I mean, if you get an eight-year deal, you're probably talking in the $7 to $8 million range, I would think, somewhere in there. Now, the thing with J.J. Paterka, too, is that everybody has to realize, yes, he has scored 55 goals in the last 2 years, and he's a gifted goal scorer. But if you look at his analytic numbers, they are not good at all, especially defensively. I mean, the eye test would tell you he got a little better defensively. I don't think the numbers basically tell you that, or if they do, it's slightly better. But it's still not good enough. I mean, he still has to improve his defensive play quite a bit. So there are some that would tell you that the Sabres would be better off without him, you know, because of his poor analytic numbers, even though he does score goals. So, you know, there's a lot of different opinions that go that way as far as it goes with him. So, you know, if you're only talking about a two-year deal or something like that, no, he's not going to get that kind of money. But if he's going to lock himself up for 8 years, you know, it's going to be maybe a little bit higher than people might think.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. All right, Bo Byram. Totally different situation. We've talked about it. Not that he's unhappy in Buffalo, but he'd like a different role. He's also a restricted free agent. How do you think this plays out this week?
Oh, yeah, you're right. He never was moping around or anything like that. He, you know, he was in there. He always, you know, was in a – you're usually in a pretty good mood unless they just had a bad loss. And you know, he likes his teammates. I never got the impression he doesn't like the city or anything like that. But there's one problem. Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power in his way, and he wants those roles. And, he, of course, with Makar in Colorado, he wasn't going to get those roles. And he's not going to play the power play unless there's an injury. Now, he will play some power play because it would be very unlikely that Dahlin and Power both would play 82 games. You're going to have injuries, which would slide Byram in there. If it were me, I would re-sign him as Rasmus Dahlin's partner. He plays extremely well, and the numbers will bear that out as Rasmus Dahlin's partner. And not even close to as well when he's with everybody else. Okay, why can't you sign him as Dahlin's partner? I don't understand why that can't be done. I know they need right-handed shooting defensemen, but Dahlin's fine on the right side. He's had no problem playing over there, and numbers prove that out, that he has no problem playing over there. So unless Bo Byram would just say no. Now, I think he would be excited about having Rasmus Dahlin as his partner every game, but that doesn't solve the problem of he's not one of the top defensemen. He would.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Could be on the ice in top situations because he is Dahlin's partner, but he wouldn't be on the power play because, again, that's Dahlin in power. So is that enough for him? Just being Dahlin's partner, or does he want more? So, but the thing is, it's not a situation where he wants out of Buffalo because he hates Buffalo or he hates Lindy Ruff or he hates his teammates or he hates whatever. That's not it. It's totally, he wants to be a top defenseman on a team.
Paul, do you think the Sabres look to add a goaltender this week via trade? Or are they going to just look maybe after July 1st through the free agent market, or maybe just stand pat?
Well, the free agent market isn't going. I think if you are looking for a goaltender, I think your first option is the best. Look for a trade. Mm-hmm. James Reimer loved it here. Now, James Reimer hasn't decided if he's going to retire or not. It's something that he wanted to, he talked about it at the end of the season, that he needs to sit down with the family and have some serious conversations, kind of like Craig Anderson did. Remember, he kept going a little bit longer, but for maybe 2 years or maybe three, he kept saying, I don't know, we got to talk about it. Maybe it's time to retire. Then that time finally came. So if they sign James Reimer, he was great at the end of the season when they made him the number one goaltender, but what was that for, a month? I don't think he can be a number one goaltender at his age for the season if that's what's required, if Luukkonen and Levi can't hack it. And I just don't think he's at a point in his career where he could do that. Now, if you're just going to go with Luukkonen no matter what, yeah, you can bring back James Reimer, and he's going to be fine as far as playing when you need him to play and filling in when you need him to fill in. And he was quite a bit better than I thought he would be, to be quite honest. He only had a couple of bad starts all year long. But I think they first of all, I know they told me, and a fan might say to me, and I would agree probably, what do you expect them to say when I ask, are you comfortable coming into the season with both Luukkonen and Levi, starting the year? Well, what are they going to say? No. I mean, they're not gonna trash their two young goaltenders, and Kevin Adams did say he'd be totally comfortable with it. He has to show those two confidence, and if he doesn't, how are they gonna have confidence in themselves? So, but I wouldn't do that. I definitely wouldn't do that. So yes, I would be looking for a goaltender in the trade market.
Paul's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Well, every day and every hour, it seems like, Paul, there's another name that's surfacing on the market. Latest one for you, just before you came on, Trevor Zegras. According to Elliot Friedman, the Anaheim Ducks are in, quote, significant discussions with multiple teams on a Trevor Zegras trade. By the way, he also the ninth overall pick in 2019. Speaking of ninth overall pick, Trevor Zegras. Is that a player that would interest you if the Sabres went shopping for a little bit more offense?
Well, last time this came up, it was, well, how about Zegras for Cousins?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, the problem with Zegras is we're talking about another player that has regressed.
With injuries, too.
Does that mean at 24 years old, and he's not 25 till March, so for most of the season, we're talking about a 24-year-old guy who has now spent 4 years in the National Hockey League and 24 games coming out of Boston University after he came out of that. So he spent like half a season here. So let's say 4.5 years in the National Hockey League. And certainly the first 2 years were great. You know, both years, 23 goals, 61 points, 65 points. And then injuries put him down to 31 games. But in those 31 games, he only had 15 points, which is around 40 over a season. And then last year, he only had 32 points in 57 games. So it's been a drastic – especially in the spot the Sabres in are right now, I would really have a lot of caution in trading for somebody who's in regression, even though he has the ability to be a great hockey player. There's too much of that on this roster, and I don't know if I'd want to bring in – it'd be almost like taking a flyer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, this guy could be a great hockey player. Look at what he did his first two full seasons in the NHL. 61 and 65 points. The sky's the limit. True. But for a team that hasn't been in the playoffs 14 years, do you want to take that chance? I'd have to think long and hard about it.
Yeah, and you know, when a name like that comes up, you know, you get people, okay, well, there's, you know, J.J. Paterka, and I'm like, I don't know if you're really, that, to me, that's Cousins for Norris in a lot of ways, which is you're betting on the guy staying healthy and hitting that ceiling versus, yes, a disappointing player in Cousins, but who has also been reliable and in the lineup. And in Paterka's case, you know, obviously more upside even offensively than Cousins, so nothing that, I wouldn't be interested in shipping him off in a deal like that, if that makes sense. I don't think you're getting better that way.
Yeah, and that moves Kulik over to the wing if you trade for him. I'd like to keep Kulik at center. He was so much better last year. And that happened in the AHL, too, the year before. He was so much better when he played center than when he played the wing. I'm not interested in moving Kulik. I mean, right now your top three centers are Kulik, Norris, and McLeod. I think McLeod is excellent as your number three center. I think he can do so much. He had, you know, a breakout year in goals, assists, and points. So, you know, I don't know if I'd be real excited to move Kulik over to the wing to accommodate that. It's just something that I guess you could say it depends on the price, but I just don't know if I'd do it.
Has anything happened, or is there any names out there that you're kind of interested in or surprised you over in the NHL overall the last I don't know, weekend? There's just kind of been some names out there. There's been some moves already made. Anything that's kind of caught you a little bit?
Yeah, it's a lot of this, some of that chatter, that's the thing in the NHL. Most of what you hear doesn't happen.
Right. And I think a lot of it is from the agents, too, right? They're trying to get
traction. That's what I was talking about earlier with Alan Walsh.
Yep.
And I just believe in my heart that that's where this Paterka stuff is coming from.
Yep.
I don't know if it's – because he even said in his interview that when we ask about the contract, he goes, well, that's not my thing. He goes, that's totally my agent. My agent is in charge of that. That's what he's – that's his job. So that's another reason why it's in my head that a lot of the stuff you're seeing out there is Alan Walsh generated. So, you know, it's still it's looking like, you know, when we talk about unrestricted free agents, it looks like Sam Bennett will stay in Florida, according to Sam Bennett.
Yep.
And it looks like, you know, maybe Ekblad's going to have to go. They can't keep everybody. I mean, that's when you win the cup. I mean, remember when the Blackhawks had to reload? I mean, they won the cup and they had to let some guys go. It worked okay. They figured it out because they won three cups over there when their window was open. But they had to figure it out because you're going to lose some guys along the way. So, I mean, if I were the Sabres, I would be preparing right now for an offer for Ekblad. That because you're only really going to get one chance to get in front of him and impress him. I remember with Stamkos, everybody got one chance to meet with Stamkos. And you had to fly some to some certain area to go meet with him. I don't remember where it was. And it was like team after team after team got in front of Stamkos and his agent. Now, as it turned out, Stamkos re-signed with Tampa Bay before free agency started. So it was kind of a waste of time. But the Sabres were involved in that. They went and made their presentation to Stamkos. And, you know, they have to be ready to do that with Ekblad because, you know, they'll probably listen. But I don't think you're going to get multiple opportunities. So you'd be ready. Better be ready to go when that chance comes.
All right, Paul. I am sure this is not the last time we'll talk this week. The draft begins on Friday night, so we'll talk later down the road and down the line. I know you got some stuff going on tomorrow and every day this week when it comes to the Sabres. But we'll be in touch and we'll hear from you again. Thanks
for doing tomorrow, this morning. Kevin Adams will be speaking along with the assistant GM and the guy who does all, you know, is in charge of the amateur scouting, Jerry Fortin. So we will.
Okay,
be
is that happening
stadium.
Tomorrow? Do we know that for
yes,
sure?
Yes, that I is happening that tomorrow, okay. And I will great. Be down at the stadium for that. I believe it's happening during your show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's good, because I will plan on carrying that then, and we'll chat about it, so I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
My calendar is a little too far away. I believe it's 11 o'clock, but I'm going by memory, and you know sometimes that's dangerous.
I think so. That's what I saw today, but I didn't want to put you on the spot and confirm it, because I didn't know, but I appreciate you doing that.
Yes, it is happening.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. All right, that is Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. When we come back, we have a superstar, right? I think you call him a superstar, in one sport, trying his hand at something else that you think he'd be really, really good at that didn't work out in another sport. And I don't know if you saw this video, but I'll explain when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.